Good morning, everybody. And thank you so much, Jenny, for having me speaking here this morning. And firstly, before I just commence my presentation, I would like to express my deepest thanks to our consortium, who has been working with me for the last 4 years in developing and moving on and embedding our Living Well with Dementia project in Stillorgan Black Rock. Most of all, I would really like to extend my deepest and most sincerest thanks to the people with dementia and their family members who has contributed to no end in enabling us to form a design process in supporting people with dementia. Many of them you will see as part of the conference here today. Some are here and present, some are telling their stories. Without them, we would not be here where we are, where I am here. I would not be standing here today. So I really want to thank them very much. I also really want to thank Genio for their unending support for the last 4 years, because it has been a journey. I know we talk a lot about the dementia journey and the journey of these, our four projects. I want to thank the support I've received at all times from Genio. It has been a pleasure. And I would also like to thank the four leads, and six leads really now, who has been a tremendous support behind the scenes all the time. So thank you all so much, and that's why I'm here today. So my presentation today is on a very one small aspect of our project, and I think it links very well in what Professor Ian Robinson speak in relation to us all being social beings and the social environment for the person with dementia, regardless of where they're on that journey. So I'm talking about information and support structures and supports in maintaining connections and reconnections, and Pat will be following on with maintaining ability, and it's intertwined with connecting and reconnecting people with also with maintaining their ability. So to start off with, initially our overarching objective was engagement and participation from the very outset with the person with dementia and with an outcome for the personhood of that person with dementia. So to engage, we had to engage with people with dementia and their families and with the wider community. As we all know, for a person to live well and live well with dementia, it is a societal issue. It does not fall into one category, so it doesn't. Right across our whole communities, that's how people are supported with dementia, so it is. So we, as I said, with the person with dementia and family, we went simply and we had two questions really, and it all comes down to, what can we do for you and how can we help you? And that was both for the people with dementia and their families and their carers, plus the community, be it NGO services, be it statutory services. There's people with dementia living in our community of Stillorgan Black Rock. What can we do to help you, to support the people to live with dementia? And as the person with dementia, what can we do for you to support you in living well with your dementia? So our project, our vision was, and still continues to be, that people with dementia in the Stillorgan Black Rock area live in a community that respects and supports them, and also a community where they are valued both socially and culturally, and a community where they can participate in a safe environment as a valued citizens with rights, and also that their family and carers are all supported on that journey along with them. So our project is very much integrated with the key worker concept and integrated across primary care, psychiatry of old age, and medicine of the elderly, so it is. So we work together in partnership on our consortium, along with many other organisations that we'll talk a little bit about. But the point of contact, families, the person with dementia and families, there's a huge, this is the learning from the four projects, uncertainty about what they need, how they can access it, and the lead timing of gap between diagnosis and uptake of supports. And being informed and having an identified point of contact builds trust that a service will be available when required, and that is key importance. And that is why the key worker concept, that they are linked in with a member of the primary care team or the medicine of the elderly, so that they have a named contact person to connect and reconnect and signpost them of where their journey has to go. Then we found that families engaged at a pace, at their own pace, because they knew they were going to be responded to. So that's just, I should have said at the beginning, a lot of the project of what I'm displaying here today, I'm giving you the lived experience, a lot of feedback of what the people with dementia and their families has told us. So it's the felt need that we're really trying to portray across here today. So that's, at the bottom of that slide, it's just a quotation on, by educating us about dementia, we became more qualified, more understanding and better carers. So it was a win-win situation. We became much happier and confident and carers. And I just want to say at the outset as well that all these quotes, pictures, we've spoken to the people and they wanted them displayed here today. So to commence our engagement and to enable participation, we said, who needs information, education about dementia? And right in the centre, we have the person with dementia and their families. They are pivotal. It's all about that. That's what we are all about. It's in empowering, supporting, enabling that person to live and to live well. So literally, we walked in the footsteps, in the shoes of people with dementia. Their interactions, what it could be on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, or on a yearly basis. So we looked at, they live in a community, they live with their family, in their neighbourhood, in their wider community. So there's many different organisations involved in that community. And these, as I talk about in promoting connectedness, these are all organisations that are represented mainly on our consortium as well. So voluntary organisations of all descriptions, and this is going back to the social beings we all are, keeping them involved, keeping them reconnected. And this was regardless of what stage they're on the dementia journey. Right up along then toward the community and hospital and health services. That's why we're so integrated from hospital across to community and back in and out, because the person with dementia, their family's in, out, you know, for that's their journey. And right down along then to the statutory organisations like our local Gardaí, our local councils, our local social protection service, our local transport services, and all services in that community. So we did our needs analysis and being very cognizant that we were looking at the felt need of people with dementia and their families. This was what it was all about. So we went on then to look at where we needed to, where more information was required and how we were to go about doing it. So information with a number, quite an amount of footfall through the community, communication, information stands, small group meetings. What we summed it up then is there was a lot of people worried about memory. There's a post-diagnosis, who do I turn to? Information about the disease, and I think this is very important to say in relation to that this must be timely and specific. And I think all research is showing that now as well, from even the Elevator Programme, from their carers research they've done, that people need research when they need it. They don't want to hear about things that may happen or may not happen. It can cause a lot of stress. So as to have the information, as I say, timely and specific, and that is for us to be able to deliver at that time. Information about available services. Practical skills in living with dementia, support to plan ahead, peer-to-peer support for the person with dementia and peer-to-peer support for families and carers. And that really is very evident, and we have maintained that throughout the 3 years now of our project. So in response to what was requested, we looked at the primary care team. And when I talk about the primary care team, and I'm also included in that, is the psych of old age team and our medicine of the elder, because we've all worked together, even in education processes we've done. We've all come into the community and went into the hospitals. We worked really together as one team. From listening to the people with dementia and their families, the one simple thing they wanted was a guide to primary care services. And we hear a lot about different workers, etc., involved with people with dementia. But we must always remember the more people that becomes involved, the more links are on the chain, and oftentimes that journey can become somewhat diluted. And like they give, for example, they really didn't know the difference in the nurse maybe and the occupational therapist calling at the house, the physiotherapist. So we did a simple guide to primary care services, and most of all it was proofread by older people and taken on then, and we have examples of that here. That's just a small example of it over there in the corner. Also the tips for families and friends and services. And is we developed them on the model of Motherwell in Scotland. And there's a little pocket information leaflet that you can fold up and you can have it in your wallet or your pocket. And then family carers events were pivotal, and I'll be dealing more with that in for maintaining connection and reconnection. And out of that came intensive family care training. And then we also held and continue to hold, including one of the focus groups was held, which is contributing to the project today, for people with dementia, and a drop-in clinic. And I think the big learning, this is pre and post for the worried memory and post-diagnosis of dementia. But what we've learned, and I think it's been a learning across all the sites, that the best way to meet that need is have one-stop engagement, that they can have a one-to-one appointment made, be that in their home or be wherever they wish to have it, and have that expert call and go through and follow up with it. So I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about our support group for family members of people with dementia in our area. We put a lot of work into developing it, and 3 years down the line, it is really working exceptionally well. So to start a group, you must have a clear aim of why that group might meet. So we first of all contacted all carers who were given to us and consented by all members, as I say, primary care team, psych of old age, through our communications within the community. And we held two focus groups with them in relation to what they wanted of us. And it's really owned and led by the carers. We facilitate what they need and draw up our plan in conjunction with them for the year. The one thing we did learn from it was having, they're quite big groups, but is having a smaller group within the big group. So we have a round table a process in the room, and at every table we have a healthcare professional with some expertise on dementia at that table to facilitate, to be there to answer questions. And really, as we all know, in group settings, some people can talk more than other people to make sure the voice of everybody is heard and that everybody has got the information that required of what came for that evening. The other thing about these groups, it was also a fantastic way of monitoring and supporting people in caring for the person with dementia. So, and the other interesting factor we found about it was that we held it outside of a health environment, and it was in our local school, who kindly donated us a fabulous new sports building that they have given us. And amazing, I'm talking about connection and reconnection. We've held many social events there as well, including Christmas parties and tea dances, and it has reconnected past pupils with the school, which is lovely as well, and it created a great emphasis for people in the community about and in relation to dementia. So in the last 3 years, we've held 19 of these family carers events, and attendance ranges from 70 to 120, so it does. It's out of that then came, we have ran family intensive carer training, is 6 weeks of more practical skills and training of carer training for family members. This was at their request. We ran the Healthy Foods Made Easy program. I don't know whether you're familiar with that. It's healthy foods practical demonstration on cooking. And as we all know, with dementia and caring roles and role reversal, it has been very, very successful as well. And we've also held two exhibitions, one of assistive technology, because we didn't have a demonstration site, which we will have within the next 3 months. And the other one was on healthcare supports. And that was an extremely well-attended event, because at that event, we had booths with every member of the healthcare staff across hospitals and community present at that, and people come in and went round each one on a one-to-one and had interactions and got an idea of who to turn to, what they were to do post, or if they were worried about their memory. All support groups, the learning from it really is, all support groups were found to be effective and actively used alongside other supports throughout the journey of dementia. But the key learning is it does need appropriate facilitation. It does need, there's an administration and a communication function to have it well out there in the community and well advertised. Local context and environments has to be taken into consideration. Rural sensitivities, re-anonymity has come up, difficulty in getting critical mass due to lower population densities. I would say in relation to anonymity, that really means we have to do a lot more work in normalising and reducing stigma about dementia. Also transport, and interestingly enough, many people may think in an urban area there's no problems with transport. There is a major problem with transport, just the same as there is in rural issues. In our support groups for carers, we facilitated transport for people, which was kindly given to us as a benefit in kind from a company. Alongside that as well, we always supplied a carer if the carer come to facilitate the carer to come out to these carers events. Unfortunately, due to the scarcity of carers within Ireland, moment. At the moment in sourcing carers, we need much more planning in advance that there will be a carer available to relieve the carer to get out. So this is just some of the feedback we've got from our support groups, that the talks were very, very encouraging and supportive. I did not feel so isolated knowing that many families were having similar experiences. There was an opportunity to discuss and address any aspects of care or concern which arose for the carer. Also, any issue that could not be addressed at information evenings was followed up on as soon as possible. All the talks were very practical and informative, and that was very pivotal to our carer support groups by the facilitators at each table. Any issue that came up for that family member at that night, we must follow up on that within the next 24, 48 hours, because they had raised an issue, they wanted more information. You linked in with the key worker for that person and got a direct contact back with them. We worked collaboratively in this forum, and this contributed to a more cohesive pathway of knowledge for the person with dementia and their family. So then we're just moving on then to connection and reconnection. And this really is moving into the personhood very much, the personhood of the person with dementia. So it is, and looking at what their interests were, what their life stories were like, and where they needed to be, and what they wanted to do, regardless of the stage they're at on their journey with dementia. So it was, there was a need to do this. You needed a very coordinating function. There is a coordination function required for this to be done, and to be done well. And in our project, we engaged volunteers. Other projects have community connectors. In our area, volunteers really have contributed massively to connecting and reconnecting people back to activities, social groups, and interests that they've had lifelong. And this would be a list of some of the organisations and some of the activities we connected and reconnected people with. For instance, the Kilmacud Walking Group, somebody with quite an advanced complex dementia was an avid walker involved in this group. He moved away from the group. The group were afraid to take him back. At that stage, we didn't have a volunteer coordinator, but the project manager went out, brought him back for a walk, got him back in walking his group walkers alongside him, knew this was quite normal, and they've taken ownership of him going with this walking group all the time, which is fantastic. The Saturday Swifts Ladies Golf Club, at our first awareness event, a lady from that golf club came, and she said, when she came into the meeting, "I know why I'm here, but I really don't know what we can do to help at the end of it." But leaving that evening, she knew exactly, in relation to some of our people that were in her club, how to reconnect them back without any support that the club could do themselves. And then the Ellen Park Golf Club, we had somebody reconnected with that, with a volunteer. So we had, and as a result of that, that volunteer actually has now started a process with Golfing Ireland nationally in reconnecting people with golf clubs. So our other activities that we have connected people with is our exercise group, our choirs and bridge clubs, art clubs, writing groups, and Catherine, I think, in the afternoon will be talking more about these later on. Our choir was the first musical memories choir set on the objectives of Singing for Brain, which is an American choir, and it's still progressing exceptionally well. And just to note that the lady playing on the keyboard there has an advanced dementia, and nobody knows within that group that she is, and she comes in every Saturday morning, sits down and plays away. So it really just shows you that people with dementia do and participate actively in all their activities. They're just feedback from members of the people that are involved in our project. They're kind feedback to us, and I cannot say we could be where we are today without the absolute success of we have had with the local community supporting us in allowing and having people with dementia live well. And that's just an example of some of the community involvement in our project. It has been very warming and very humbling to see the support that the whole community as a whole has given us. So that's really all. I know I'm stuck, time is up now. So that's really all I have to say. So thank you.